This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine on a beautiful morning. I find myself surrounded by beauty and intellect. We're going to talk today about our relationship to art and feeding our souls with art and the people who make art possible in our world. And two stories before I begin. The first story is, as many of you know, a year and a half ago, I started this new work journey, and it was very trying. And I worked for like 3 months straight without a day off. And I called my sister one day and I said, you have to take me to the water lilies. I have to get to the museum. I just need to sit in front of the water lilies and cry. She understood that call. She came and got me, took me. I sat, I cried, and I felt whole again. I can't explain why the water lilies do that to me. It's something beyond my speech, but I know when I am in need, that's where I go. And it cleanses me. That's one little story I wanted to share. I have a complicated relationship with art. I love it. I need it. I don't understand it. I don't feel worthy to hang it on my wall. There's a whole lot of things going on. Meanwhile, the other night, I'm at a dinner. My high school turned 100 and there was a big dinner and I was invited to MC and I'm sitting at a table of strangers. And the woman next to me turns and says, oh, have you been to the Hudson Valley MoCA? Out of the blue. She asked me about this museum in Peekskill. And I said, I am ashamed of myself, but I have not been there. However, I have a Zoom call to make a podcast with all those people coming up in days. And now I welcome all these people, Livia and Christine and Robin and Sharon. Is anybody else on the call? Did I get everybody?
Yep.
All right. I have to start here. Hudson Valley MoCA is a art museum in Peekskill. And let me tell you why I've never been there. Outside of the museum, I didn't know it was a museum at first. It's this huge building on Main Street in Peekskill. And we're all going this summer, okay, people? We're going to make a road trip and go. Outside the museum, it says it's what's on the outside that matters. I have never understood what that meant. And now you know I have a complicated relationship with art. So, Livia Strauss, would you like to explain to me what that means?
So obviously it's a play on the saying, it's what's inside that counts. Because when we read people, we don't always look for what's inside. And that's where our art comes in. Art takes you to think about it differently. Because we see the outside, but how do we get to the inside? How do we get to the element that really touches our souls, that touches us? And art does that. And when the museum was founded, that was the goal. It was to use art as a healing element. As a way of talking across cross cultures, talking across religions, trying to build bigger understanding. And of course, some stories stand out in my mind more than others. We had a sculpture by an artist named Murakami, who's very well known. It was a big panda. And it comes out of the anime culture in Japan. But that panda also represents a history of the conflicts that exist and the hard feelings that still exist between Japan and the United States as a result of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So anime is a way of surfacing those feelings, those hurts. Art does that. It draws people into what they want to be, what they can be. I'll give you another example. There's a sculpture on the waterfront called the Golden Mean. It's a diver. Everybody takes a picture with the diver because here's this colossal figure that people relate to. And that's what art can do. It can relate. It can relate on a political basis. It can relate on a spiritual basis. You mentioned before how you were taken in by a work of art. I remember sitting in the Rothko Chapel in Houston, Texas, being surrounded by just these canvases bled in color. And it just brings out an emotional vitality. And that's the goal of the sculptures in Peekskill. That was the goal of the DRI project, this downtown revitalization project, and Enlighten Peekskill, to have a pathway to understanding all of the people in Peekskill, the different groups, the Latino community, the Jewish community, the African-American community, all through the arts, to make that as a bridge And, you know, I can pass this on because, you know, I can let my colleagues speak about what they've done also in terms of really putting the arts at the forefront of what's going on in Peekskill to expose basically the heart of Peekskill.
And we have a big weekend coming up where everybody's going to come to Peekskill and talk about the art. Livia, thank you so much. I'm furiously jotting down everything you said. The words inner vitality, that's something. And I think that's what happens to me when I'm depleted and I need to put myself in front of art. It feeds an inner vitality. And it's something we don't talk about all the time. But thank you for doing it so beautifully. I have to ask you this. When you open this museum, how many years ago? 18, is it?
Over 20 years ago now.
Over 20 years now. Okay.
22 years ago.
Did you fulfill all your dreams or did the dreams change? Like what you set out to do? Are you happy with it?
Yes. I can actually pinpoint the particular year.
Hit me.
I actually became happy with it. And that was in the year of the quadricentennial in 2009. Because that's when there was a visible change in Peekskill, where things became very overt, where these benches covered with Delft-style tiles made by children was all through the seats of Peekskill, the streets of Peekskill. And, you know, taking a look at one of the projects that we have in this DRI, it feeds into that whole idea. So when Christine and Candace did the five arches, they brought together the entire community.
Right.
Children came and they created paintings and they cut the work and they moved the work. And now it's in the schools. It's on display for everybody to see what talent our children have. It's an educational tool, but it's also a tool that people can look at and say, oh, wow, I can relate to that. I can understand that. I don't have to understand the thoughts behind it or anything, but it draws me in. It's beautiful.
We're talking to Livia Strauss and friends. You want to get on a train and get to Peekskill and go to Hudson Valley, Moca, just a short Uber ride from the Peekskill train station. Sharon, I want you to explain the things that we must touch on today. Aside from the art weekend, we've got some things we need to hit on. Tell us about what those things are.
I would be happy to. The UAW, the Upstate Art Weekend, which is coming at the end of the month, is including Peekskill for the first time, and we have lots to show. Yes, we're Peekskill proud. We are going to be displaying Enlightened Peekskill, which is a bit of a triumvirate. It's got Luminate Peekskill. I'm not sure if it's Luminate Peekskill, but we have the sculpture component, which is Illuminate Peekskill. We have Making Connections, which is a mural project, which Robin can talk to. And we have the five elements, which Christine, who was on the call, Christine Knowlton and Candace Winters created. And that, by the way, greets people as they come into Peekskill. And on the 25th, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the Peekskill Art Trail, which wends its way up from the station, where there is a wonderful sculpture, Sandra Moose, and goes all the way up to downtown with both illuminated sculptures, which are best seen at night, but are also beautiful during the daytime, many murals, things that relate to the history of Peekskill. One standout is the Nine Arch Carol Bayokas piece above the Fruited Plain. It's monumental. And when you get into Peekskill, you will see things that show our history, our history with the Underground Railroad. This coming weekend is Open Studios, which has been for many years a way of introducing art and artists to the community of Peekskill and surrounding communities. But we're ending the month with this Upstate Art Weekend inclusion, and we will have activities on the 25th, the 26th, and the 28th.
Perfect.
And other people can elaborate a little bit more about them, but they're not to be missed.
And Robin, I want you to tell us about the mural.
Yes.
I'm very happy to. So together with my colleague, Larry D'Amico, who's a wonderful painter, I co-directed the Making Connections project. And our goal was to do something different in Peekskill than you often see in other cities. And often and in many cities, the murals are kind of random. And you don't know where the ideas came from. We really, it's called Making Connections for several reasons. One is because we're trying to bring people from the riverfront up to downtown Peekskill. But more importantly, we wanted something that shared our history, shared our diversity, and gave people a sense of who Peekskill is, who we are, and gave the residents of Peekskill an ability to have some pride of place, right? So you start at, I think the first thing you do see is Cowboy Akis's work, which is, if you know Peekskill, it's next to what used to be the Peekskill Brewery, and it is just stunning. It is these kind of abstract digital art, very colorful, very beautiful. And in the background, she has scenes of Peekskill very faintly that she got from the Peekskill Museum. So it's a little bit of history and a little bit of just look how beautiful.
Right.
You then move on to the Lincoln Depot Museum, and there's a beautiful three panel mural done by Lance Johnson of abolitionists. Peekskill was an important place for abolitionism. As you go up the hill, so the Central Avenue Hill, I'm taking you on the tour that you could do on Friday, June 26th, if you'd like to join us. As you go up that hill, there is a beautiful three-paneled mural that Lance Johnson did with Peekskill High School students. Okay, so again, the youth of Peekskill can come out and see their art on display. But what's really significant is that that piece has a quote from Tupac Shakur about the rose that grew out of concrete. So there's a real sense of inspiration there.
Really?
Diagonally across the street, you get to the police station. And Bob Barthelmess, who is an older gentleman, fabulous artist, has lived in Peekskill all his life, did this mural, which has got kind of the Peekskill skyline and an eagle. And the Peekskill Police Department quote, which is honoring the public trust. So we honor our police force and they share a bit with the community there. If I'm going into too much detail, stop me because there are more.
I just want to say you don't often hear the police department and art in the same conversation, but it's beautiful that you can do that in Peekskill.
And it was an interesting negotiation because the Leo Dulewski, who was the police chief at the time, was resistant to us putting a mural because he was afraid there would be graffiti. And I explained to him that the mural would be high enough up and that our experience had not shown graffiti on public art. And so we were able to do this mural with the approval of the police department. We sent several possibilities to them and went with the one that the officers liked. And in any event, I'll summarize the others to make it a little easier. There's another that shows Peekskill industry past and present. There is a beautiful mural, the only one that's actually painted on the wall, above the Fern Tree African Goods Shop of Harriet Tubman, because Peekskill had a significant role in the Underground Railroad. We've got one that's an homage to music on a music venue. And then we've got several that are collaborative pieces that are multi-panel pieces done by members of the Peekskill Arts Alliance. One set is in Pugsley, the newly renovated Pugsley Park. That's about a day in Peekskill. Two others are on buildings that show a day in Peekskill. So it really got a lot of people involved, a lot going on, and a lot that people can relate to.
Right, right. Thank you, Robin Klein. It's thank you for taking us on a tour. When can we go on the tour? It's happening.
The big public tour is Friday, June 26th. There, cool. some of the artists will be there at their artwork to talk about it. There'll be some performances, and on Sunday, June 28th, there will be panel discussions by the of eight of the artists.
Right.
Two separate panels. Carla Rae Johnson will be moderating that panel, and it will be at HV Mocha.
HV Mocha, Main Street Peekskill, that's what we're talking about. And to all the people who take the train out of the city every weekend and come to Cold Spring, stop at Peekskill first and walk around and see all of our beautiful art and history, too. You talk about the Underground Railroad. I don't know if a lot of local people know that Stowe Road, Stowe Road in Peekskill, across from the Beach Shopping Center. That was named for Harriet Beecher Stowe and her family, and Henry Ward Beecher, mm-hmm. who lived there, right? Mm-hmm. So much history in Peekskill. All right, Christine, you're up. Tell us about your involvement in the beauty that you're creating.
Well, I think the concept that just came to me even before the Peekskill got the grant from New York State, you know, I had this concept as I would walk down to the riverfront and see these empty arches, and I saw possibilities. And I knew from where Carol's now used to be the Life series, and I saw those, and I knew that was like a proof that, okay, this is what's supposed to be there. It's supposed to be art. There's supposed to be these banners attached. And so it took a while until, you know, when there was this project opportunity. I had been doing Qigong, which is very much about nature. It's the five elements of nature. It's about healing seasons of nature and life. And it just fit the location. It was like a perfect alignment, five arches facing the Hudson River, the hills, you know, this important corridor. And I knew that it was a concept that no one was, it's not controversial. I mean, it's not political. It's not, you know, nothing that the, you know, the DOT, the Department of Transportation, was the final approver. And so that was a large project. And it did with Candace Winter, who's a teaching artist. We went into the schools. So we did involve community as well. It was a year of community workshops. Just to create the pieces of paper that then got collaged onto the boards by Candace. And it was following these concepts of the five elements. And so each one represents one of the elements of nature, which all interact. They're all seeking balance. So when you talk about healing and spirit, the five elements of nature, that is the core. You know, everything in nature is made up of these five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And in the with the arches, it's all in a row. So it's not a circle. It's not a cycle in the way that it's really is in the Chinese and the Zen. But it has the same thing, because you see each of them in the primary. In the earth element, you see the water, you see the little bit of fire. And working with the students, we were able to bring in these concepts in sound bites. They don't want to hear more than a few words. And you have to keep like feeding them. It's like these little seeds that go in with these concepts. And then they realize they're making something, and it has some meaning. It's like, oh, okay, here's red, here's fire, here's youth, here's creativity. And there was a lot of red choices. There was a lot of black. So it was interesting to see what colors students gravitated to because of the energy and the idea, just what they liked, you know. But it was, we worked with all these papers and that were created by in the schools and workshops and ourselves. And then when the next part, which was really fun, was the cutting, the shape cutting that we could really take into the community. So we went to music, we went to the library, we went to we went to the coffee house. We set up down at Railroad Avenue, and we set up at like music festival, and had these little scissors and papers in shapes and templates. And it, one of the funniest things you talk about, you don't think of police officers engaging with art. Well, we engaged with everybody who walked past, every age, every, you know, whether they were local, whether they're visiting. And there were these two men who were training at the in their army gear outfits, and they were curious, but they were afraid to use these little scissors. They were actually like uncomfortable, like they thought they couldn't do it, like they were afraid. They were like, "Come on, you can do it!" Yeah. It was just, you know, and there were police. It was just all kinds of people we engaged with and explained what we were doing, and they loved being part of something bigger. And I think this involvement in the arts, this community engagement in the process, not that they didn't design it, you know, but they were part of this process of the making, which was, they really felt good. And then we kept saying, okay, you're going to see it up there. And the original panels are actually on display to the public in the field, I guess the foyer of the field library building and community room. So they're actually on the wall there, the original paper art.
This is something that we keep coming back to in everybody's conversation. The art in Peekskill is part of the fabric of the community. And I just want to say thank you to the artists because you pulled that thread through. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Livia Strauss, for all that you have done. Art and community. Sometimes when you think about art, you think of a person alone in a studio creating something with their own passion. But this art in Peekskill, it's like, come on, everybody, come and touch it. Come and be a part of it. Yeah, I love that. It's, you never know, like even for those children when they drive past those arches or some of the other things in Peekskill, to say, I had a hand in that. I chose that color. These are things that build, you know, from the inside out. And the other thing is, Christine, you mentioned it, and I think everyone's mentioned it, art and meaning, right? Like you're giving something meaning, you're building something faith-filled almost. So I have to go back to you, Livia, because your background is in theology. Can you speak a little bit about faith and life and hope and art?
Oh, well,
huge topic, I know.
That's a big one. I think that, you know, I'm reminded of a book that I read many years ago called The Poetics of Space. And I had used it in several of our classes when we were working with the students in Peekskill. There's a section there that talks about how we build our own art spaces around us, and that it speaks to who we are as human beings. And when we worked with the students, we asked them to empty their backpacks. Backpacks are very interesting, right? It's an interesting source of art because it's what we choose to keep and what we choose to, we don't know what to do with it. Maybe we throw it someplace, but it's like we're building a nest in there, just like a bird would build. It's like a spiritual center. It's where we land. And, you know, they brought out keys. And, you know, a grade that they got on a paper where they didn't want to throw that particular paper away. It was all this detritus. And then I asked them to think about their rooms at home, what posters they have, what they put on the wall, what it tells about them. When they do their own artwork and they hang it on the wall, if they're using certain colors, what does it say is about their state of mind? And that was very powerful for them to understand that each of them is an artist, that we're smart no matter where we look. Yes, sometimes we'll call it art. When we did in stores, it was on the streets. It was people cooking baked potatoes as an art performance. But it gave a sense that if I understand the art that I live with, then I understand a lot about myself, about who I am. And that's why even in the different denominations from my theological background, you have different types of iconography in different places. Some are much more abstract. They don't have the icons outside, the very physical elements. They have more of a blank space where when you pray, you're dealing with something else. There was an exhibition we did at the museum years ago called Exaltation, Artists Creating Religious Work Without Specific Religious Iconography. And there was a piece there by Damien Hirst that was one of his butterfly pieces. And the goal was that when you looked at that piece or what it achieved, perhaps that was the goal, perhaps not. What it achieved is it took you to a higher place. Just as you would go into a cathedral and be drawn up to the light, these butterfly wings took you up. And that show was so critical at the museum. We had a piece by Anselm Kiefer. Students related to it. They related to the story, to the fact that in this Anselm Kiefer piece, there are stages to reach a higher level of who we are as human beings. And the students understood it. I still remember at city council meeting, one of our students, Ariana, getting up. Here's this little 11-year-old girl, and she's getting up and she's doing a whole dissertation about the spiritual elements in Anselm Kiefer's work, Sephirot. It was an amazing experience.
Wow. Wow. We're talking to Livia Strauss and friends. We're talking about HV Mocha. It's a beautiful, listen to me, beautiful. I've never been there. I'm a poser. It's a wonderful, I can say that, museum in Peekskill. Peekskill is part of the Upstate Art Weekend. Everybody's got to come to it. So how do we send people to HV Mocha? What's the website?
It's HudsonValleyMocha.org. And you know, it has all of our programming on it. It has the information about upcoming art weekend. So that's the go-to source. It has the catalog of the DRI project, of the murals, of the illuminated sculptures, and of the five arches. So please visit us. You know, we're We have a waterfront that's exquisite, that has tons of sculpture. DRI is one of the factors, but there's a lot of sculpture in Peekskill and a lot of art in Peekskill.
May I interject in case somebody will think MOCA is spelled differently? It's Hudson Valley, MOCA.org. Okay. And the other thing, with an assist from Robin, perhaps, I believe now if you want to get the up to the minute on our Upstate Art Weekend, you can go to, Robin, is it peekskillart.com?
Yes, there is a link there, but there is also ample information on the HB MOCA website. So either one of those places will give you the flyer, the details about the weekend.
And I'm going to guess it's HV, Museum of Contemporary Art. That's what the MOCA stands for.
Hudson Valley Museum of Contemporary Art. That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. Livia, Robin, Christine, and Sharon, I just can't thank you enough. This has been a joy and a delight. Congratulations on being part of Upstate Weekend. Upstate, how do you say it?
Upstate Art Weekend.
Upstate Art Weekend. What are your dreams for that? What do you expect to happen that weekend?
Well, I'm hoping we're going to have a huge turnout. When we did the first Peekskill project, despite a hurricane that weekend, we had over 5,000 people descend on
Peekskill.
Wow.
So we're hoping, I mean, this is different because the DRI Peekskill projects were temporary. These are projects that will remain in Peekskill. If you don't make opening weekend, then for sure come afterwards. But this is an ongoing project. This is an ongoing investigation of the arts in Peekskill.
Beautiful.
And there will be a map of the Peekskill Art Trail available. So there can be, there's going to be a van on the 26th when we do it together, but people can do it themselves. They'll be able to see the route, and there will be both murals and sculptures. The trail has both. And I do hope this will be part of an ever-increasing involvement with the arts.
June 25th through the 29th, everybody get to Peekskill. Get there sooner and get there later. And enjoy the art. And ladies, I thank you for your contributions. This has been a delight.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.